Books on Tape presents Drood by Dan Simmons. Read by John Lee. What brought Good Wilkie's genius nigh perdition? Some demon whispered, "Wilkie, have a mission." A.C. Swinburne, Fortnightly Review, November 1889. Chapter 1. My name is Wilkie Collins, and my guess, since I plan to delay the publication of this document for at least a century and a quarter beyond the date of my demise, is that you do not recognize my name. Some say that I am a gambling man, and those that say so are correct. So my wager with you, dear reader, would be that you have neither read nor heard of any of my books or plays. Perhaps you British or American peoples 125 or so years in my future do not speak English at all. Perhaps you dress like Hottentots, live in gas-lighted caves, travel around in balloons, and communicate by telegraphed thoughts unhindered by any spoken or written language. Even so, I would wager my current fortune, such as it is, and all future royalties from my plays and novels, such as they may be, on the fact that you do remember the name and books and plays and invented characters of my friend and former collaborator, a certain Charles Dickens. So this true story shall be about my friend, or at least about the man who was once my friend, Charles Dickens, and about the Staplehurst accident that took away his peace of mind, his health, and, some might whisper, his sanity. This true story will be about Charles Dickens's final 5 years, and about his growing obsession during that time with a man, if...